Do you know what's quite hard to say? Bachelorette. I can't tell you how many times I had to record that because of that blooming word. Anyway, I'm Mary. This is Audio Quack, or the audio adaptation to my blog, The Oxford Quack, where I tell true stories and observe life in an entertaining way. So today's blog is Would You Live With A Man Again? So this is about the few of us that are taking a bit longer to settle down. And so there is a few of us that are getting in the habit of living by ourselves and really enjoying it. You get to choose the artwork on your walls, you get to choose what you want to watch on Netflix in the evening, you get to play Taylor Swift at 6 in the morning. For me, it means I can walk around with my limbs painted in Veet, which makes me look like a buttered up chicken on like a Sunday before it goes into the oven. So yeah, there are some pros, but there are also some cons about living by yourself. And it's sometimes quite handy to have someone when there is a terrifying noise going off at 3 in the morning, as you'll hear later on in the blog. So I will get it played now. But if you are listening to this on a podcast app, go on the oxfordquack.blog and you get to see videos, and you can also see pictures and the blog soundtrack. And yes, okay, I will let you go. Here it is. Would you live with a man again? For most of my 20s, I lived with a man. We spent a couple of years in Stockwell, but then got irritated with the weather and the tiny box we were living in. So we moved to Brisbane and made our home in a terrace house. In the mornings, we would have coffee on the deck and watch the bush turkeys navigate our garden with panic, as if they were late for an appointment. That's my turkey impression. We painted the rooms bright white and went with the rustic theme. We had a wooden dining table with a bench where we hosted one dinner party. In the corner of the living room was a half-full bookshelf filled with a mismatch of fiction and sales motivation books. It took the two of us to hang the giant world map that I had impulsively bought. And we were there for almost an hour because he insisted on doing it properly with a ruler so that it wouldn't be on a wonk. And the map hung there for just over a year. And then I took it back to the UK with me. It never occurred to me that I would live by myself again, but I was excited to have a space that was completely my own. I found a one-bedroom flat that was too small for anyone else to fit in. So I don't mean in a creepy Alice in Wonderland type way with a ceiling height that only caters to 5'3" and under, just that I made sure that there wasn't space for a single Charles Chirrup shirt in my wardrobe. When a single woman lives alone, there is an image of a scary, hairy spinster whose sofa is covered in cat hair and she has aggressive window stickers up like, "No junk mail." Mail as in M-A-L-E. I love that. Or, "I'm not someone's other half, I'm a whole." But that is not the case anymore. With the help from social media and Etsy, we can now create very civilised bachelorette pads. We all know the cliché bachelor pad. A loft with a silly sound system, a silly big TV, maybe models of planes, pinball machines, cracked leather sofas, bikes, mahogany furniture, and maybe even a deer head. Well, in the same tone, a dream bachelorette pad will be like this. It will have scented candles that burn throughout the day, an abundance of cushions, a gallery wall, jars full of seeds, dried flowers in pots, a rolled up yoga mat in the corner, lots of unnecessary lamps, a cabinet of posh creams that are yet to prove themselves, and various shaped towels, brushes and rugs. The Netflix account knows exactly what the bachelorette wants. None of this because you viewed the Vikings, you will love. There'll be colourful bookshelves, blankets everywhere, huge plants that fill corners, too many shoes, and of course, a colour-coordinated wardrobe. So when I was 30, I made my bachelorette pad, and I've been so happy in my pad, so happy in fact, that I fear it will be hard to go back living with a man. Sorry to Poetry Ed for the Friends reference. He thinks they're basic. But there's an episode where Monica breaks down to Rachel before she moves in with Chandler. Now I have to live with a boy. I now fully understand what she means. One day, I rang my friend Sausage to rant about the man who insisted on leaving his electric scooter in my hallway. Oh, I don't know how I'll ever live with a man again, I groaned. As time has gone on, I have become increasingly intolerant about sharing my space. Patience is like fitness. You need to train for it to remain. And well, I haven't trained for a while. Sausage, meanwhile, was eating a bag of crisps on her sofa in her Manhattan bachelorette pad. She always eats on the phone. Behind her, a zillion candles were burning. Oh, you can live with a man again, and you probably will, Mary, and so will I. Munch, munch, munch. Oh, but we can live exactly like we're living, with our orange-scented homes and all our cushions and our nuts in jars. It's not like we have to live with a man, I said. Sausage sighed. Yeah, we don't have to, munch, munch, munch. But you never know. It could be nice. Nice, I said, as I eyeballed my world map, which has hung at a slight wonk since I hung it myself. My blog was going to end there, but then something happened again last night. So I have a situation. Again, at 3 a.m, I was woken up to the sound of this continuous, really loud banging. Now, I'm going to show you the audio clip from the video, and it's me recording the video from the inside of my apartment just by my door. So here it is. I have my guesses, but I'm not entirely sure what it is and who is doing it. And I am not going to go and find out because I am terrified of going out there to see it for myself. I have watched way too many horror films, and so my imagination is thinking all sorts. So as I was standing on the other side of my door, I thought, maybe Sausage is right. Maybe living with a man could be nice. Thank you so much for listening to the Oxen Quack or Audio Quack. If you enjoyed the podcast and you're listening to this on a podcast app, if you give it a rating, that really does help. Otherwise, if you are on the Oxen Quack blog, if you put your email in on the page, you can subscribe and get alerts every time I post, which is on a Wednesday. Thanks again and have a fabulous week, hopefully in the sun.